Live Life Fast by Roddy Ricch is going to be dropping this Friday, and it's quite exciting because he's taken 2 years to craft this project. And after releasing Please Excuse Me for Being Antisocial, a lot of fans had questions. What is this next project going to sound like, and will he live up to the hype? Because Please Excuse Me for Being Antisocial did a lot of numbers and had a massive impact on the culture. So today, guys, we're going to be talking about, will Roddy Ricch live up to the hype? Because there's a lot of different conversations, there's a lot of different rumblings going on, and not only that, but this Friday when the album drops, you guys could be listening to it live with us on our Patreon plan, the new reaction tier. If you guys want access to this exclusive tier, it's in the description. You guys are going to have access to the stream and the actual reaction to Live Life Fast once it drops on our Patreon plan. So if you guys want all that, it's in the description. So Lou, take me through the motion, man. I know you're a big fan of Roddy. I know you've been waiting especially for this album. So what are you looking for? And, you know, what could people expect going into this album on Friday?
Yeah, point blank, I think that Please Excuse Me for Being Antisocial is one of the best debut albums that we've gotten in the last couple of years. I also think it's one of the best trap projects that we've gotten. And it was super refreshing because it was the first insight that we got into Roddy's world. And that was kind of, I would say, the concept, you could say, of the album, was kind of trying to figure out what his sound was and what his experiences were. But going into this album, what we do know so far is that it's going to be 18 tracks, a runtime of about 50 minutes. Apart from that, we also have a single called Late at Night, which actually dropped a few months back. And we also just got a new trailer for the album where we have Roddy Ricch kind of narrating a little bit, talking about how, you know, certain people and himself included sometimes go through the motions of life too quickly and don't take the time to really appreciate what's around them. And I would say, really take the time to admire what they've accomplished. So I feel like with that narration, it's kind of setting up a possible concept. And that's something that I'm really happy about, because that was the concern I was going to have, was like, we've gotten that insight into Roddy's world, but what's going to make this project stand out? What's going to make it unique? And if there's a concept attached, that's awesome. And apart from that, let me ask you, what did you think of the Ty Dolla $ign vocals at the end of that trailer?
Wow, that trailer was much needed, because it's giving me some insight on how this is going to sound, especially like if the production is going to be slowed down on the album, or there's going to be, you know, more of like, not the psychedelic vibe, but I would say a lower tempo to the album, something that where it's not full of slappers, let's say, but it's full of songs, full of intro spectrum from Roddy, talking about the different things, you know, he's seeing in his world. But fun fact about this album, if you look at the album cover, it actually pays tribute to Nipsey Hussle's victory lap. And it's crazy because you see Roddy Ricch in the car with the chain out, and then you have the Nipsey Hussle victory lap cover where he's in his lowrider with his hand up, I believe. So it was beautiful to see that they were making music together. Hopefully we'd end up seeing another maybe posthumous verse from,
yeah, because Racks in the Middle was awesome.
Oh, that was a fantastic song. I still bump that to this day. But listen, let's actually go through some statistics for Please Excuse Me for Being Antisocial. This record was fucking massive. So shout out to Joey on Twitter, one of our, you know, longest friends in the whole community. Shout out to Joey. So listen to this. Roddy Ricch's stats for Please Excuse Me for Being Antisocial. The album is 2x platinum. The box is diamond. High Fashion is 4x platinum. Start With Me is 2x platinum. And then multiple other platinum records. Apple Music's 2020 Album of the Year, 3 Grammy nominations.
And so, also the most streamed album globally of 2020, which is pretty impressive. So what this tells me about Live Life Fast is that I'm expecting a lot of hit songs, because like you said, he has multiple platinum songs off of there. But in terms of the album sales, I know Please Excuse Me for Being Antisocial sold 100,000 copies first week. I'm expecting this one to probably do maybe 150,000 copies first week. I would have said more if he had smash hit singles leading into the album, but he didn't really have this for that, because the only single that we had was Late at Night, which was kind of more low key. So take me through that. What were the motions with Late at Night? Because I absolutely loved it. It showed Roddy Ricch's vocal range, and it showed that he's the master of vibrato, going from this medium register to this higher pitch. Also loved the West Coast style production from Mustard. So do you think it was a strong enough single?
Okay. Listen, I think it was a great song. I'm not going to lie. I do think it was a great song, but I'm kind of on the edge with it, because it's like, I looked at what was being released with Please Excuse Me for Being Antisocial, and I'm like, does that really, let's say, pair up to, let's say, what Ballin was, let's say, you know, well, a couple of years ago.
But that wasn't a single.
But I'm saying he had that single with Mustard leading into his album that kind of got everyone hyped. So is this going to make that album, and is it going to do the same thing? I don't think so. But looking at the actual single itself, it's super nice because it's something different than I've heard from, that I've never heard from Roddy. Like, I was kind of taken back by it. I remember the first time we listened to it in the studio and we're like, this is interesting, but we weren't necessarily gravitating towards it. But it's that kind of song that every time you listen to it, it gets better with each spin. I also love like the slower tempo to the song. Like, that's another thing that I quite enjoy about it. So, you know, going into this new album, what are you expecting as an overall listen? Like, what are things that you want to see? And let's say, what are things that have to be, let's say, met in your idea of a perfect Roddy Ricch album?
Yeah, so for me, I think it just has to have something that is the glue to the project in a sense of making it a cohesive listen, because with 18 songs, that could be challenging at times. And like I said earlier, with Please Excuse Me for Being Antisocial, it was kind of a deep dive into, you know, who is Roddy Ricch? But this time, we kind of already know something about him. We know what he's able to do. I think that with this project, I'm expecting amazing vocal performances, because like I said earlier, I think that in terms of that melodic rap lane, he is one of the best doing it, because of, you know, if you strip back all the auto-tune, all the reverb, and just have that raw voice, he has one of the best natural voices in hip-hop because of how pure it is. And we saw that also on a feature like Pure Souls from Kanye West, where, I mean, he kind of has this gospel-influenced voice, I would say, and you don't need any vocal effects on a voice like that. So I'm hoping to get some raw performances from him. Apart from that, it would be cool to get a concept, and from the trailer, it looks like we might be getting that. And for him to really live up to the hype, I think that, you know, he has to have those strong performances. He has to have good collaborations with other artists, because that's something that a lot of people are looking forward to. So, like I said, to me, the most important thing is some kind of element of cohesion. That could come through a concept. It can come through, I would say, a distinct style in production. Maybe if he wants to lean into that G-Funk or West Coast flavored type beats, that would be interesting. So that's my answer. But what do you think he has to do to live up to the hype?
I think it has to be memorable tracks, because going back to the 2019 release, you know, Start With Me, PETA, The Box, like there was so many different songs on there that had stuck through my rotation for, you know, the year of 2020. And I was just like, wow, this is a really complete track list. And I also want to see where Roddy could go different, maybe with his singing abilities. Like, I understand he strives in a certain lane, and he obviously does well with his voice. It's beautiful. He's able to hit really high notes, he's able to hit beautiful flows and melodies. But maybe a gripe that I've had with his music maybe over the past couple of years is that I want to see him diversify into other things. So maybe more rapping, maybe lessing. I don't know what it is. Just something that's going to have a different feel to it, because I don't want to, let's say, a Please Excuse Me for Being Antisocial Part 2. I want a moment in time. I want something that, you know, I could go into this track list and it's going to sound refreshing. I'm going to see, you know, such a talented artist extend all of his qualities and being able to prosper and, you know, be able to put it into one project.
Yeah.
So That's what I'm looking for Live Life Fast, is not necessarily any type of sound. I just want to see how he's going to be able to innovate next, and is it going to sound refreshing in contrast to the previous projects that I've gotten from Roddy Ricch?
Yeah, and in terms of like him rapping more, I think there was some, you know, some strong rapping songs on Please Excuse Me for Being Antisocial, but it would be cool to get more of those, and it would be cool to also see if you know, if he either stays true to his, I would say, vocal inflections that when he's rapping sound kind of similar to Young Thug, or if he kind of branches out and tries something new stylistically. That's something that I'm interested in seeing. And apart from that, I like the fact that for Please Excuse Me for Being Antisocial, it took him over 1 year to craft that album, and apparently he made 250 songs just for the recording process of the project. So he did do an article with Variety recently, well, not recently, in 2020, I believe, where he said how, you know, the reason why he took so much time to put out this new record is the fact that he has to go through the motions of life. He has to experience things to actually have subject matter for the project. So that's a good sign. And, you know, before we actually wrap up this video, I have two questions for you, all right?
Let's do it.
First one is, which features do you want to see? Mm. And second one is, I feel like the rollout for this has been kind of minimal. Is that a bad sign or a good sign?
I like that. Okay, so I'm going to start with that one, the rollout. I think it's good, actually. I don't think that, you know, in order to deliver a great record, you need to have this absolutely crazy and, you know, flamboyant rollout. Obviously, it adds to the fan experience, but I think that, you know, what I've seen from the trailer and, you know, what this probably end up will be, we won't know until the night of the release, it's probably going to be more personal. It's probably going to be a different approach than we've ever seen from Roddy. So, you know, do you even want a major rollout on that. So I think it's actually a good indication. I think that it was nice to see him sort of step back for a bit and be like, okay, I'm going to actually take time with this record and put it out. That's what was important to me. Not, you know, how many listening parties you're doing, you know, like, we'll save that for Kanye. But for features, another Nipsey Hussle posthumous feature. I mean, Racks in the Middle was so fucking sick. That was a great fucking song. And I'd love to see that again. I'd love to see him and Gunna link up again. That's another collaboration I'd like to see. I'd like to see Kendrick Lamar. Yes. That's another one I'd like to
see. The Compton link up.
Because they've been spotted in the studio together. Like, there's a picture of that. And what would that even sound like? Like, where would they even meet on a track list? And how would that play into the track list of this new album? So I have a lot of different things that I want with Live Life Fast, but the only thing I do want actually is just, I want a great record that sounds different from anything that he's put out. But I'll ask you the same two questions. How do you feel about the rollout? And give me some features you want to see on this.
Yeah, for the rollout, I totally agree. I think the minimal effect is nice. I really love the trailer. And I think that sometimes there's more mystery to an album when you don't give away too much. So it kind of does drive in more suspense and anticipation. So I'm fucking all the way with that. And in terms of the features, there has been heavy rumors of the Kid Laroi being featured, which, all right, whatever. It'll probably end up being a melodic ballad. I get it. You know, there's a lot of pop appeal behind that. Not one I'm looking forward to in particular, but I'm very excited that Ty Dolla $ign's probably going to be on the album.
That's facts.
Apart from that, Nipsey Hussle, would love to see a posthumous feature from him, especially if they had recorded the song prior to Nipsey's untimely passing. Apart from that, I would love to see Drake on this album because they had a leak called In The Cut, and I absolutely love their chemistry. Apart from that, I mean, you know, him and Kanye have been super tight lately, so that would be awesome. And last but not least, I would say More Ray, just because they both have, I would say, gospel-inspired voices, and they both, I think, come from, you know, church backgrounds, so it'd be cool to see them have these heavenly hooks or verses on a song. So that kind of wraps it up for me. I think that's, you know, what I'm anticipating. But listen, guys, it's going to be a huge album. Roddy's second album. It's super hyped. Let us know if you think it will live up to the hype. And we're also doing our reaction this Friday. So check out our Patreon options. That's going to be available in the reaction tier. Thank you guys so much for watching. And we hope to see you guys Friday in the live stream. Thanks for watching the full video. And if you're new to NFR, be sure to hit that subscribe button as we'll be keeping you guys updated with the latest album releases in terms of update videos, album reviews, and our own original series on the weekly. And we also have our Patreon plan available in the description below where you can access weekly bonus content and also access to our Discord. So be sure to check out all of that and we'll catch you in the next one.